A meditation challenge.
Meditation challenge.
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast, delivered to you in a bilingual format in English and Japanese. I'm your host, Chieko, based in Seattle, Washington.
そして千葉県印西市からお送りしているやっこです。ロスジャパポッドキャストは日本語と英語のバイリンガル形式でお送りしています。
So today we're excited to talk about sort of a daily practice of meditation.
はい、今日はメディテーションについて話していきたいと思いますが、まあ瞑想、日本人にとっては瞑想っていうとだいぶこう禅寺に行ってもうかなりガチな瞑想っていうのを想像するかもしれないんですが、今日はもうちょっと日々の日常生活にこう取り込むようなライトな感じで考えていけたらなと思っております。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and meditation can be intense, it can be long, but I think it can also be just a daily practice that we have, that we can fold into our regular routines.
そうなんだよ。なんか結構メディテーションっていうと、ちいちゃんはね、結構経験があるのかなっていう感じはするんだけど、やっこはなんかちょっと興味があるからちょっとやってみた。ちょっとやってみたぐらいしかないんだよね。だから今回ちょっとロスジャパで一緒にこうチャレンジするのっていうのがすごく楽しみですね。はい。
Yeah, so we're going to be introducing a challenge, a meditation challenge that we definitely want to invite you to participate in. But before we do, Yakujin, I'm curious to know, how often do you meditate and what does it look like when you do?
ヤッコの場合は、なんかちょっと何日か試したとか、まあ、一ヶ月とかそのくらいの長さで試したことはないかなと思うね。で、大体、ヤッコ散歩好きなんで、朝散歩をしながら、こう、なんていうの、YouTube で、なんかこう、良さそうな音楽と、良さそうな、心を落ち着かせる系の話をしてくれる人のを聞いて、散歩したり、まあ朝、まあ散歩しながら聞くと目つぶってて危ないんで、どっかの公園に行って、ちょっとそれを聞いて、あるいは携帯で見て、こう心を落ち着かせて、だいたいほんと数分だよね。5分ぐらいなのかなと思うけど、そうやって散歩の途中にそれを入れるみたいなことをしてたかな。だけど、そんなに長いことはやったことないし、いまだにもう普通に毎日のルーティンですみたいなことになったことはないから、ちょっとね、そういうのをやってみたいっていう感じかな。
So, I'm curious, what do you hope to get from like doing a meditation challenge consecutively for, you know, a few weeks?
いい質問だよね。まあ、結構やっぱりね、こう、一日がわちゃわ、わさわさわさってなっちゃうのが、やっぱやっこの中であんまり好きじゃないっていうところがあるんで、朝やることによって一日こう、まあアファーメーションもすごい朝のエネルギーにはすごくいいんだけど、もうちょっとこう、ダウンとエースっていうか、もうこう、すっきりした状態で一日を始めたいっていうのが、こう、できるんじゃないかな、できるようになるんじゃないかなっていうのが、この期待、それに期待してますっていう感じかな。
Okay. はいはいはい。
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So, really to kind of start your day clean slate, feeling like maybe grounded?
Yes.
Might
yeah,
be the word?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's one thing. Like, if I am successful and if it like,いいな、いい感じだなってなってきたら、本当は夜も、一日わーって今度、いろんなことがあって、なんかいろんな、考えたりしながら寝ちゃうっていうのはあんまり良くないなってやっぱ思ってて、だから一日の、こう、ふーみたいな、クールダウンみたいなのは、やってから寝たいっていうのがあるんだけど、まだね、ちょっと夜できるか自信はないので、まず朝からやってみたいなと思いますね。
Okay.Okay. Yeah. That's, I think that's great. And I think the thing about meditation for me in the evening is if I lay in bed and I meditate, it immediately just puts me to sleep. And so it's a great way to
はいはい、はい、
go to sleep
なるほど、ね、
for me. we might not really call that meditation, but it is the practice of that, at least.
Yeah, like, it's a good way to go to sleep, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're calm, you know, so, ふーって寝れるんだったらさ、あんまりこう、いろんなことがあって、なかなか寝らんないっていうのもね、あんまり良くないだろうから。ね、そういう方はもしかしたら、夜やったら、evening から夜にかけてやるといいかもしれないよね。
So, it sounds like you like to meditate while, you know, you're listening to music. Are these guided meditations? Meaning, is there a voice that's saying like, now close your eyes and breathe in through your nose?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 音楽だけっていう時もあったんだよね。で、音楽だけの時は、それはそれですごい心は落ち着くし、いい感じなんだけど、my mind is still like, くるくるくるくる回ってて、ガイデッドの方が、いい、やっぱガイドしてくれた方が分かりやすいかなっていうのがまだあるね、ヤコの中では。で、
okay.
ただし、やっぱそのね、その声、人の声だから、どういう声かっていうのと、どういうふうにお話しするかで、はい、こう探すのが大変。はい、こう自分が、
okay.
自分がいいなって思えるやつを探すのが結構大変だなって思ってる。
Okay.、うん、Interesting.
そう、だから本当はね、ちーちゃんはどういうのを使ってるのか。前ちょっとね、アプリを使ってるっていうのはお話、ポッドキャストの中でも出てきたかなって思うんだけど、もっといろいろ知りたいなって思うのと、ちーちゃんはどういうふうにやってるのかも聞きたいね。
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a lot of different types of meditation and different ways to practice meditation.
Oh, I see.
So,you know, a guided meditation is lovely, right? And, I do love, my favorite app is Calm. And they have a lot of guided meditations. In fact, they have like a daily guided meditation where every day it's a little bit of a different theme or topic that they might talk about. And so whenever I'm in the mood for a guided meditation, I'll just usually tune into that and then trust that's exactly what I need to hear that day.
Hi.
But that's when I'm really looking for a guided meditation. But typically, you know, when I think about, you know, what is most helpful for me as meditation is when I am just observing my thoughts. So I can't do that when I'm listening to somebody else.
No.
Right? So it's a totally, to me, that's a different practice, even though we call them both meditations.
なるほど。
But if I'm sitting to listen to my thoughts, I'll usually use just a meditation timer.
Timer? Meditation timer ってどういうこと?
It's super not fancy. It's just a timer that usually has a nice bell.
I see.
Not like an alarm sound. Yeah, but a lot of the meditation timers will, you can set it so it puts a nice bell like every 5 minutes.Or maybe it's every 2 minutes you want to hear a bell.
I see.
But you can kind of keep track of how much time has passed by how many times the bell has chimed.
That's true.
You know, or if you just want to do a 15-minute meditation, it'll just chime at the end of 15 minutes and then you know you're done. そういうのも。
本当だね。確かに、ガイデッドじゃないってことは、まあ自分で、こう、なんつうんだろう、こう、自分でやるっていうことだから、確かに、時間がどのくらい過ぎたかわかんないよね。
Right, yeah. Yeah. And depending on how deep you are in that meditation, too.
Okay.
Right? But even the non-guided meditations, I've come across a few different methods, and by no means am I an expert on meditation. But, there's the meditations where you're really focused on,emptying your thoughts and you're focusing maybe just on your breath and ただそれに you're just paying attention to that and then you let your thoughts you know whenever you have intrusive thoughts you let it go and then you come back to the breath the other type of meditation it's almost the opposite of that which is you are observing your thoughts and you're noticing the thoughts that you're having and you areYou know, your mind's just like, oh, yeah, you know, this is so dumb. Like, I'm tired. I don't want to be doing this. And you're just like listening and observing those thoughts that are coming along.
So
there's really different ways, right, in which we can practice meditation.
すごいね。あ、そういうメディテーションはやっこ知らなかったし、面白いね。まあ、真逆といえば真逆だよね。I've only done like the breathing. I do like to do the breathing one. And I think it helps me calm down, kind of get rid of like all the clutter, thought clutters みたいな感じ。で、だどっちかっていうとそういうのしかやったことないんで、その自分の逆に考えを観察しながらメディテートするっていうのは面白いね。面白いっていうか、ちょっと、あ、そういうのやってみたいなっていう感じになってきちゃうんだけど。
Yeah, you know, like, it's the difference of like, imagine if you're sitting at a busy shopping mall. And, you know, in one meditation, you're trying to ignore all the people who are walking by and just pay attention to your breath, right? In the other meditation, you're noticing all the people and, like as they are your thoughts and they just walk by and they go away and they walk by and they go away. And I think what that type of meditation does is it makes you realize how many dumb thoughts you have. And
あるだろうね。はい。
Right? And you're just like, okay, like I just have this constant chatter in my head all the time, all day long. And the thing is, it's like we don't need to pay attention to it. And, you know, we don't have to listen to it, meaning we don't have to follow it. And not everything that it says is the truth. And not everything that it says is good advice or guidance, you know. And when you sit down and you just are observing those thoughts, you're like, wow, there's that part of my brain's got a lot to say. And
yeah, so
but once you pay attention to it, sometimes it goes quiet, right? And that's when I feel like the meditation is really powerful. It's like when I'm listening to these gajillion dumb thoughts that are going through my mind. Mm-hmm. And then it's almost like that those thoughts are aware that I'm paying attention to it and then they stop.
That is so interesting because even though what you're doing is different, like almost the opposite, like the purpose is the same, right? Like you do want all that, you know, you want it to go away. I wanted to go away っていうか、you organize it and kind of see what's important and what's not っていうのが分かってくるってことだもんね。で、まあ、ヤコもその、こう頭の中とか気持ちの中をこう真っ白にしたいっていう感覚があるんだけど、でもそれを、つまりはそのペチャペチャっていうダンプダーツをちょっと横にやりたいってことだから、同じ目的ではあるんだけどやり方がちょっと違うのかもしれないし、逆に目的が同じだったら両方ね、やってみるのはいいのかもしれないなって今思ったね。
Yeah, they feel very different to me in terms of how it allows my existence or my soul or my sense of self to separate from the thoughts in my head.
Oh, いいね、それね。確かに、その自分自身と頭の中でガチャガチャ鳴ってるものが違うものだっていう気づきからだもんね、始めなきゃいけない。I see.
Yeah, so again, I think there's so many different ways that we can think about meditation. You know, sometimes people like to feel into their bodies when they're meditating, right? And you just notice like, oh, my knees, what are my knees feeling like? What are my feet feeling like? What's my back feeling like? And, you know, you're really connecting into like the different aspects of your body. And that's its own meditation, right? I feel like there's no wrong or right way. Not every meditation is going to feel amazing. And that's okay.
That's okay.
Right? That's okay. Some meditations you're like, oh, I don't really, you know, like they're not all going to be miracle cures for peace.
Yes.
But it's the practice.
なるほどね。その習慣がね、やるっていうこと、やってみるっていうところが大きいんだろうな。でも本当にそうやって考えるといろいろなメディテーションがあるんだね。で、何が正しいかとか、そういうのはなかったにしても、自分に合ったものってどんなものかっていう、まず探してみるところからでも、面白いよね。
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So...Yeah, and you know, like one of the tips that I got, I want to share this because I thought it was a really funny one, is, you know, like when you're meditating, And you have all these thoughts, mm-hmm. right? And you're trying to keep your mind blank mm-hmm. is like, imagine, you know, rather than getting frustrated, mm-hmm. imagine that you have a box of kittens and one of the kittens like jumps out of the box and starts running away. And you're like, oh no, come back into the box. And you gently bring it back. And then another kitten, you know, jumps out of the box and runs away. It's like, oh no, come back to the box. So, you know, by having this like visual image of like puppies mm-hmm. or kittens, like it's like, oh yeah, you just gently kind, you know, with love, bring it back, bring it back.
That's interesting. 確かに。
Yeah. Rather than like, こう、厳しい、自分に厳しいやり方っていうのもあるんで。I think it's nice to have like more of a gentle, loving approach to how we approach meditation.
だよね。もう、ふわふわな、ちっちゃい猫ちゃんとか、ちっちゃいワンちゃんだったら、誰だって、優しくこう、優しく扱って、で、しかも、こうね、箱から出ちゃったら、はい、戻ってきて、みたいな。その気持ちってすぐわかるもんね。だからすぐイメージができるし。なるほどね。面白いね。
Yeah.
But I do think that visual, なんかね、そういう、すぐに、こう、感じ取れる、すぐにわかるなっていう、そういうイメージってすっごい大事だと思うよね。
Yeah. And it's just a nice, lovely way, you know, gentle way in which we can, rein in our thoughts rather than being like, oh, you're thinking about this thing again, you know, and getting mad at yourself about it. It's like, no, these are just like your little kitties and puppies just running away. Cause that's what they do.
そう。そう。でも本当に、なんて言うんだろう。なんだかんで言って結構自分に厳しくなってしまうっていうところが、誰にでもあって、で、それも悪くは、もちろん悪いことではないのかもしれないけど、ちょっと厳しすぎるところとか、それ自体が厳しいことによって、なぜかこう、トゲトゲになってくる感じって、やっぱどう考えても良くないよね。自分にとっても人にとっても。だから、
yeah.
Yeah,
like, 続かないよね。
続かない。
Like, if it's not fun.
Yes, yes. That is so important. そう、面白くないといけないし、yes. I think it's also a skill to know how to make things fun. I think you do need to train.That and like, of course, some people are naturally like that, maybe, but こう細かいところでね、結構こうなんかやることに対して面白くやるにはどう自分にとって面白くやるにはどうしたらいいかっていうのを知ってるか、あるいは探せるかっていうところって、I think it is a skill at times, and so. ね、そのメディテーションも、こうね、ちーちゃんにとってだったらね、その猫ちゃんがなんて、もう最高、はい、最高なイメージだもん。
yes, yes. いいね、and yeah, and you can do with your eyes open, you can look at a candle, you can look at the ocean, you can watch a YouTube video, you can do it with your eyes closed. I mean, there's just so many different ways. So, you know, I think it's great to experiment, try what makes it enjoyable for you. You know, maybe it's a scented candle or maybe, you know, it's soft music. You know, it's going to be different for everybody, but it's, I think it's just a matter of finding whatHelps you achieve your goal. Like as you mentioned earlier, your goal is こうすっきり一日を始める、mm-hmm. right? So it's like, what kind of meditation helps you get there in the morning?
Yeah,、mm-hmm. そうだね。本当に自分探しの一つでもあるよね。何が自分にとって心地よいかって探すのって、意外と簡単なようで難しいからね。自分でも分かってるかっていうと分かってないかもしれないんで、こういろんなものを試す。何が自分にとって心地よいかっていうのと楽しいかっていうのを探してみる旅としても面白いよね。
Yeah, 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 because it absolutely will develop self-awareness.
Yes, yes, and that is very important って気がするもん。
Yes.、うん、okay, well, let's go into the challenge.、
はい、
it's really, really simple. It's a 21-day challenge、mm-hmm. with a 10-minute meditation every single day.
はい。
This can be guided. You can use an app. You can watch a YouTube meditation.、Mm-hmm. You can do it on your own.、but really, it's a place and time where you can really sit, focus,、and do a more passive meditation、mm-hmm. rather than like a long walk or, you know, a yoga practice or anything like、mm-hmm. that. But where you can really sit、and do a little bit of a deeper meditation、
はい、
for just 10 minutes a day, 21 days. That's all it is. and that's what Yakko and I are going to be doing for the 1st of April through April 21st. Mm-hmm. And we just invite you to join us and just share the experience with us. And, you know, we'll be checking in with how it's going, what uh-huh. we're learning, what we like, what we don't like, all that kind of fun stuff.
そうですね。日本語でも一応説明したいと思います。4月の1日から21日までの21日間、10分間だけ、このメディテーションをやっていきましょうっていうのを、ちょっとやっことちーちゃんでやっていきたいと思います。本当にね、今ちーちゃんがね、説明してくれたのが、パッシブメディテーションとアクティブのっていうのがあって、能動的と受動的って訳すけど、どっちかっていうとヨガとかなんか歩いたり、活動する方はアクティブで、今回やりたいのは、まあできればパッシブの方をやってみたいかなとヤコたちは思っておりまして、どっちかっていうと、ちゃんと静かに、ね、時間をとって、っていう落ち着いた方のやつをやりたいなと思うんですが、それを、まあ、ガイドがあってもいいし、なくてもいいし、そこ、目を閉じてもいいし、開けててもいいし、何かのキャンドルを見たりとか、はい、何か自分にとって居心地の良いやり方で、やってみてはいかがでしょうかっていうチャレンジをやりたいと思います。はい、そして、1月のチャレンジのように、ヤコたちこんな感じです。いや、これはちょっと変えてみようかなとか、いろいろあると思うのでやっていきながら、そこら辺をシェアしていきたいと思って。
Yes, I love it. Yeah, and we think that meditation is, you know, beneficial for all humans, regardless of culture, regardless of background, regardless of race. So we invite everyone to participate and, you know, make it your own. And, you know, we look forward to checking in with you on this. But let us know how it's going for you too. We are on Instagram at Lost in Japanglish.
Hi.メディテーションについて考えるいいきっかけにもなるかと思いますので、もしよかったら、こんな感じでやってみようかなっていうのも、インスタ、@lost in Japanglish で、見つかりますので、ぜひシェアしていただけると嬉しいなと思います。それでは、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週。
バイバイ。